Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Jane, we're at the Hive!
Yay! It's so glorious!
And it's sunny! What degree is it? What temperature?
I don't know, but it feels nice and mild.
It does. I've got a T-shirt on.
Long hot days in the shade of some big old tree, making daisy chains and watching all the honeybees.
Put that on and then I'll get your hood on.
Oh, now we've got these lovely little labels, Esther.
Oh, aren't
they cute? Jane and Esther with 2 little bees on.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yes, I'm going to pin mine to my suit.
Yeah, they're so cute.
My suit. Shall I go left or right now? I think I'm going to go left, near the heart.
It's interesting, actually. Jane, look.
Hmm?
It's interesting that, look, the 2 small hives are so busy.
Yes.
And the middle hive, they're obviously a different strain of bee, aren't they? You know what I mean?
Is the middle one the Buckfast?
No, the middle one was the Italian.
Oh, the middle one's the Italian. Yeah. So that's the Buckfast at that far end.
Yeah.
And the polystyrene one is this Buckfast one.
Yeah, so they're genetically connected.
Yes.
But the one in the middle is a different one.
Right. So the Buckfast are busy. But they are a busy bee, though, aren't
they're
the Buckfast?
Yeah.
And the Italians are more laid back.
Well, they are, and I think that these Buckfasts are more native, you know, to this area, and but I am interested and obviously slightly concerned that the bigger colony, which is in the middle, isn't quite so busy. So I don't know whether we'll get a chance to check that today or we'll just concentrate on the Buckfast nuke.
So if you were to, when you say I'm slightly worried about the Italians not being as busy, if you were to lift up the lid, would there be some indication in there why they weren't as busy?
Well, I think we'd have to just check, see whether there's the queen's laying and see what we can see in the brood, if there's any problem. I think we might have a little peek at them.
Yeah.
But let's, first of all, what we're going to do is, this nuke is soon enough going to be very full, and we've got to give them a proper hive. So I thought what we could do now is set up the hive ready for them.
Can we just explain to the listener that maybe they don't really understand what you're talking about with this nuke? What is the nuke?
So the nuke is, it's a small polystyrene box which is half the size of a normal hive. And so if you catch a swarm, they're not like a full-size colony yet. If you put them into the nuke first, they're a bit more snug, and they fill the nuke, and then you transfer them into a bigger hive. Because they like to be snug, really, bees do. When we caught this swarm, it was quite a late swarm. They didn't build up big enough to go in a hive, and it would have been a bit like living in a big drafty old house through the winter. But they're in a nice little cottage now.
Lovely. And, so they're going to be removed from their nice cosy cottage and put
into a mansion.
Into a mansion. Like the Sylvanians.
Yeah. I love Sylvanians, don't you?
Yes.
Oh, I love them.
Do you like the mice or the rabbits?
I like the little rabbits best.
Yeah, I like the rabbits. Were there mice?
I can't remember any mice. There was hedgehogs, wasn't there?
There were hedgehogs, yeah. Maybe they weren't mice. I've just seen a mouse on the walk.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, sweet little thing.
Oh, was it a little tiny one?
Tiny. And it was in a compost heap.
Oh.
Going about its business.
Well, I suppose it was a little field mouse, wasn't it?
And when I was doing my dance on Saturday, I saw 2 rabbits, and they were ever so tame.
Oh.
They were just sat there.
That's nice.
They didn't run away when we arrived. Huh. Mind you, they didn't join in the dance.
Oh, what dance are you doing, Jane, then?
Well, I'm part of a group called Five Rhythms, and you just dance your own dance to these five rhythms, which is normally DJed by somebody and sort of, you know, the class is taken by somebody. But during lockdown, obviously, we weren't able to gather together in a room and we couldn't do it, you know, sort of with our leader even outside because it was too many people. So two of us have got together and we do it outside with headphones on, listening to the same playlist, and we dance.
Like a silent disco?
A silent disco, yeah. And we do a sort of our own sort of five rhythms playlist.
At the end, do you have a little chat about how you feel or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, sometimes when we walk back to our cars, we have a chat about how it made us feel. But it's really nice when, you know, you're dancing to somebody else's playlist because you don't know what's coming. Geraldine, who I've been doing it with, she played some excellent music the other week. Music that I've not heard for ages, so it's lovely and surprising.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Does she play Ernie? He drove the fastest milk car in the West.
That's a good one to add. Oh, I love Ernie. Oh, yes, I'm going to add that to mine next time.
We don't want to be using too much smoke.
Yes, let's see. I don't want the smoke.
Right, we'll put this down here.
Oh, I thought that was the cake arriving.
No, it's the new stand for the beehive.
All you think about is cake. Have you not made one?
No, I've not made a cake. I haven't got time today. But what we're doing, we're setting up this new hive. And as you can see, I scorched it all out after the EFB. So that's why it's all a bit black inside.
Right.
What I want you to do, Jane, for me. So we're going to put it on this stand here. Can you see?
Yes.
And that's going to just... Go on there, let's have a bit of a look on it.
That's new, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
How much would that cost?
That actually, it's a really good one, so it's about 100
odd quid. Oh gosh, really?
It's got all the... It'll last forever.
It looks like a sort of little stand, and it's got four wooden little legs.
Yeah.
And this is metal, is it?
And this is wood. That's hard plastic.
Oh, hard
plastic.
And this
is the varroa board. So any varroa mite that are on the bees, they fall through there, and they might land on that white board, and that's how then we can see that we've got varroa mites or not. But I'm going to take that white board out when it gets warmer.
All right, OK. So then you put in this box on top.
Yeah. On.
That just slots in.
Yeah, and we've got an entrance at the front there.
Right, is there some curtains at the entrance?
Yeah. Oh, haven't you brought the curtains, Jane?
Well, no, because you didn't bring the cake, so I decided not to.
What do you think about it?
No cake, no curtains.
Now, what about this that I'm going to put in then? Do you know what this is?
Is it cheese?
No.
Mm. It's yellow and it looks a little bit like a fishing thing that you fish with.
It's a
bee gym. Wow.
So they're going to pay a membership to the bee gym and then hopefully they'll get rid of the varroa mites. I'm going to put that at the base of the...
Why is it called a bee gym?
Well, all those little ridges and little wires and stuff, they can work around it and they can try and knock the varroa mite off. Oh. It's a new invention and apparently it's very good.
Oh, that's good.
So, this as well. This is to lure the bees in a bit and also to give them some nice minerals. Do you remember Paula told us about this? It's called shungite. It's like a volcanic mineral.
Mm-hmm. What does it do?
If you put it around your hive, apparently the bees like love it. It's full of minerals and it's got all these properties. So I was just going to put a little bit. I thought maybe you could just do this. We'll mix that up.
A paintbrush?
Yeah, so we're going to mix it up with a bit of water. And, Paula said to just sort of paint it around the hive.
Oh, so just paint it on the wood.
Yeah, that's it.
Where's the entrance again?
Can you see it down there without the curtains?
Oh, there. Oh, so it's only like a little slit at the bottom.
Yeah, that's it.
Not enough room for curtains, really.
Yeah. Paula, she puts all this on her natural hives and apparently the bees love it.
Love it?
So I thought if we painted this on, then maybe they might come in and start to investigate a bit.
And what, so would they eat some of this?
I don't know whether she said they eat it or... I think she did say they eat it. Yeah, apparently it's... from this place in Russia that there was a massive meteorite landed, like, and it's made this special shungite soil. And just apparently it's so good for bees. So let's see what happens. Mm. Oh, I can't wait to open the hive. So you're doing that shungite really good.
Yeah.
Should I push you in the pond?
Oh, yes, please. Cool me down. After all this work and no cake.
Well, perhaps we can have a little swim in there after. Come on then, hurry up with that shungite.
Well, do you want it all on?
Well, we don't want to waste it, do we?
No.
Right, we'll put these frames in.
I've done my best.
We love shungiting, don't we?
It's not sticking though.
Oh, did you hear that woodpecker?
Yeah. Oh, I like this. Do you want these bottom bits to in as well? Please.
Just wherever you like.
Shall I paint your face? Shall I paint a tiger on it?
Yeah, you could do.
Have you ever painted your face at a school fair?
Yeah, I mean, I always like painting the face, especially at Halloween. I did go as a dead beekeeper one year.
Oh.
I rub lots of porridge oats and sort of PVA glue. And I just stuck it on my face to look like I was sort of deteriorating.
Were they terrified by that?
I think so. I thought it was funny. I liked it.
Do you remember when I came for Halloween and I did that voice when the kids came to the door and you said, maybe that's a bit too much, Jane?
Oh, yeah. What did you do?
Hello. What do you want?
Yeah. They were terrified, weren't they?
Oh. Hey, yeah. Done.
Brilliant. All right. So, pop that on that little table there. On the shungite table.
On the shungite table. Oh, it's going to roll down because it's a... No, I can't do
that.
Pass
it to me, then.
No, I'll put it down here.
So now, put these frames in at the ends because...
What does it say on here? Arabella's best frame.
Ah. Oh, it was Arabella's frame, that was.
Well, she made this. Oh. It's Arabella's best frame.
Yeah.
This one doesn't have a name.
And then put the other two at the other end, the other three.
This one doesn't... That looks like Dylan there, yeah, but it's not Dylan. That's how he signs his name.
Yeah.
Something.
I don't know. These are from the kids at school. These
Maybe
ones.
He was called Dylan.
Oh, that's nice.
That is nice, isn't it?
Oh, look. Oh. You are beautiful.
Oh,
they are.
Smells beautiful. Beautiful.
Right then, let's do that then. Right then, now we've got those frames in. So, do you want to climb inside, Jane, now? I'll put the lid on.
Oh, yes, because I'm a contortionist.
So what we're going to do now is we're going to open the hive very, very carefully.
Yes.
And we'll see what the reaction is. If they are, oh, if they're in the mood, oh, I forgot my tea towel.
And they're in the mood for dancing. I'm in the mood for dancing, romancing.
Oh, I use
this bag instead. Do you think that's what you're
going to
sing?
Right, so hold on. So what we're going to do,
I
think we'll do the check first and then we'll put the hive, them on top of the hive. I think that's probably the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Oh,
brilliant. Andrus. Do what you want me to do. They're excited. They say, yeah, yeah, we're going to get our new home. Yeah, yeah, we're the Sylvanians.
So what we're going to do now, Jane.
Yes, you are.
We're going to open the hive very, very slowly and we're going to start looking at the frames and we're going to put this bit of material on the frames that we're not looking at, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Just so they feel like they're not being totally exposed.
All right, okay.
We'll put that book off. That chimney pot.
Here we go.
And we'll see what's going on in there.
Yeah, they are going a little bit crazy.
We've got all these insulation things.
It's all right, bees. It's all right.
It's all
good. Things are good. Look, we've just painted your home with something yum, yum, yum. Yeah. Mineral yum, yum, yum.
Right.
Everything is nice.
So we've got the fondant in the top bit. Mm. So we'll just take this lid off first.
Do you think they're saying, the big people are here, the big people are here?
Yeah, in fact, I think we'll have to just have a peck. Oh, my goodness. So can you see?
Oh, what's that plastic?
They've taken all the fondant. That's the fondant. And they've built the wax going up into the...
Why do you put the fondant in... How can they get into the plastic?
Well, can you see that? They put it over a hole. And they're very busy, actually.
They're very busy.
Are you okay without the smoke?
Yes.
So I'm going to...
It's experiencing it fully without, you know, in its nature way. If I didn't have my suit on, I would be singing there.
Make sure you're all zipped up. They might do.
They don't seem to be coming at me. They're just sort of buzzing around the hive, saying, watch out, watch out.
No, right, actually, there is quite a lot of... They've already... Look, can you see? They've already made... Oh, my goodness, they already... We're actually going to have to put them in the new hive.
Yes, that's lovely.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Oh, I'd love to eat that now.
How? You think to yourself, how the heck have they made that?
It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah, from the fondant. From me to just eating fondant.
No, well, it's not. It's they've got all the spring, the early...
Spring nectar.
Yeah, so I'm going to now...
So that's just from the spring nectar, nothing to do with the fondant.
So I'm going to put
You ignored me then when I asked you a vital question. It's just from the spring nectar. It's all right, it's all right. Everything is nice.
Right, so we're going to... You know what?
Mum.
I really didn't expect it to be this full.
Well, it's brilliant.
I know.
Wondrous. Oh, now one went for my head then.
Okay,
that that may have stung me.
We're going to actually, we are going to move them.
There's a dive bomb in my head. Amazing sound, isn't it?
No.
It's all right, bees, it's all okay.
So I think we're going to...
Everything is nice.
We're just going to start lifting them slowly into the new hive. So they've drawn out that comb.
What does that mean?
So they're ready to fill that comb.
Why do you say drawn out?
So they've drawn out the wax and they're going to be filling that with nectar.
Ooh. Yeah, so they've made the wax, do you mean, by the drawn out?
They've made some wax.
Yeah.
So when you think, you know, I kept thinking to myself, these bees must be starving, they're going out in this cold weather, but they must be pretty...
Hardy,
these bees, and
they are
very hardy, and
they're right in their corner here.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm liking it actually, it's making me feel quite sleepy.
So here we are, look, can you see there's lots of, wow, they've even started to build a queen cell there. Can you see?
Where?
Point, where you were pointing.
All right.
In the middle there.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, that's a queen cell.
Yeah, so they're ready. They're thinking about swarming already.
Oh, we don't want that.
I know.
We definitely don't want that.
Let me just see if there's anything in there.
What, in the term of eggs?
But the thing is there's no eggs in there, but it's in the middle of the frame, so that suggests that they actually want to make a new queen, perhaps. But they're not going to swarm. They actually, by saying it was a swarm cell, I didn't mean it was a swarm cell. I meant it was probably
a massive amount.
I know. This is incredible.
It really is incredible.
They're really going to be happy in their new home. My word. Right, girls.
When you say lots of brood, how can you tell there's lots of brood?
Well, let's remember what we're looking for when we see the brood. Can you remember?
We're looking for a larvae.
Yeah.
And we're looking for, say the first initial.
Right, so we're looking for the eggs,
the larvae, and the
cat's brood.
And the
look, can you see all that cat brood? We've even got a drone.
The cat's brood is the stuff that's covered.
That's right. Yes. You can see all that pollen. Masses of pollen.
Where's the pollen? Let me see.
All the powdery stuff next to the brood. I think we should have used smoke, actually. It's a bit bananas, isn't it? But anyway, we've done what Jane wanted to do.
Yeah.
So the bees...
I'm very hot, actually. It's making me quite hot with the bees buzzing about me.
Are you getting a bit... Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Are you saving your suit?
Yes, I'm saving myself.
And the bees.
I know I am.
They're not going to be stressed by any smoke.
Exactly, let's not stress them out too much.
Oh, girls, well done. Well done, girls. And they're really so busy. I'm absolutely amazed by this wonderful sight. So we've got them all in now.
So now what we've got here...
I haven't seen the queen yet.
No, well, we don't know whether she's... Now we've got this.
What, out and about?
Can you... No, she doesn't go out and about. Remember, she's in here somewhere. They're probably hiding her, but...
No, but she might be going out... Would she not be going out mating just yet?
No, she's already mated. That's why she's laid all these eggs.
All right, yes.
Bloody hell! What are you like? Flipping it out. Whose babies are those then? Well, Sylvanian families?
Well, where did... Where... Where did we need Paul Winehouse here? He's much more brainy than me.
Right, just gently, we've got to somehow get this board out. Oh, God. Because actually, they're all stuck to this board.
Well, where would the Queen be?
I don't know, she might be on this board, but we might not see her today. What we've got to do is try and get the hive that we've... Oh, bloody hell. Let's move this over here. What we're going to do now is move this to here, because can you see now, they all think, where's my home gone?
Yes.
So we've got to just quickly... Now I've just got to try and get this.
Oh, it's so nice to have a pepper cheese there, Esther. You know it's my favourite pepper cheese.
Right, Jane, can you lift the...
The paper chairs up. Yeah.
Right, can you now...
Yes.
Take that frame
this
out,
one?
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to just put that back in there for now.
Bloody hell. Bloody hell, fire. Now the cone has all come off.
Yeah, that's not a lot we can do about that. So, give us that other cone.
Yeah.
Is the problem when you've got wild cones, you see, so you have to be very... It's very difficult to manage. And so here we are, now we've got this wild cone. We've got to that like that.
So when do you think the Queen will have gone out and mated then?
Well, that was last year, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, all right. All right, but I'm slightly confused.
Hold on a minute. So when we're finished doing this, we'll have a think about it.
Yeah, I think
that.
We need to think about this, because I am a little confused about this.
This is how it goes when you do it without smoke. You know, we wanted the experience, so we're doing it.
Well, I'm fine with it. I feel protected.
Yeah, you are. What we're doing is giving them a nice new home.
Yep.
That's it. But we can stick that down there.
Perfect.
Now we've got the top. It's too...
Oh, is it too big?
What? It's too...
Well, I don't think it is, because I think maybe you've not slotted it down into the bit.
Let's have a look.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Why do I ever doubt you? You're always right.
Esther's always right.
You're such a workman, Esther.
Now, do you know what I could do? Just break this off.
Oh, what, the cone?
I could just take this off, actually. Let's just do that.
Or you could give it to me to eat.
No. Well, actually, you put that bit in your pocket for later.
Oh, thank you.
Can't eat it. Now, look, you step back.
Oh!
Step back and get that sorted.
Yes, you're right, Essa.
Jane's got her...
Will it not say, you've taken some of our comb, you bastard?
They've got to sort this out themselves.
Look, see, I'm touching them now.
It's all okay, bees. Right, so there we go.
Hello, little bee.
Look, come on to my little finger.
Put that there.
That's
like that.
It. Hello. Look, I've got them on my thumb. Hello.
Yes. Right, now I'm just going to shake these bees off. So this is going to be a bit of a carry-on. So you move out of the way.
No, I'm being the bee whisperer. Look, they're all coming to me.
No. Completely ignoring my tutor.
Right, okay.
Hello. That's it.
well.
That's it.
Okay, so I'm just going to, for now, put this lid like this.
For a sec. Right, so then the top has gone on.
But I've still got some final things to sort out. So a good way to get bees out of a box is just to give them one shape like that.
Oh, yes. So what will you do with the polystyrene? Oh, you're putting it on top, aren't you?
Yeah, and then we're going to put the lid back on there.
Well, there's a lot of bees there.
Yeah.
Very active.
What they'll do now is they've got to find the way back into that hive because it's a slightly different level.
Oh, I get you.
In the polystyrene nuke, I've just got to make sure that I haven't got a queen. You can see that the bees are sort of fanning a little bit, like they've got their bums in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like they're sending a light little scent to say, this is our home, girls, this is our home.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually, it's not anymore, they've got a new home. It's going to take a bit of time.
They will, they're very clever bees.
But you know, it's slightly lower than it was. But once they all get the message, they will go in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that. Look, a lot of them have gone on to there.
Mm.
What I need to do is get, there's still a few bees in the nuke.
Yeah.
And I just need to keep getting and try and getting them out. So I'm going to give them another bit of a shake. Try and get them out. Seems a bit brutal, but that's the only way to do it, really.
Mm.
They're all okay.
Mm.
Let's just keep brushing them off. We've done it without smoke.
Yeah. Is it because I asked you to, Esther, and I said let's experiment and not use smoke, or is it because
you like wanting to be a natural beekeeper now, so you thought that was the right move?
Yeah, well, I do want to go more towards the natural beekeeping. I'm not convinced by this action without smoke. I think if we did use smoke, we probably would have kept them more on the comb because they would have all fed on the honey and we perhaps could have got more into the hive to start with. But,
well, it's good. It's
an
experience, isn't it? You found that it's not actually been as, you know, pandering to my whims has actually not been 100% successful.
What I'm thinking now is, are they going in or are they going underneath the grow board? That's what I want to know.
I think you should actually trust it, Esther. Was that a little bit of honey on that board? Let me lick it.
You can see, can't you, Jane, how, you know, when you've got to do stuff like this, you can see how a lot of natural beekeepers just want to leave the bees alone. Because it is a lot of...
It's stressful for them. Yeah, it's stressful. But would the smoke have made them more stressful?
Well, we don't know exactly, do we? Because what Paula was telling us is that the smoke does stress them out.
Yes.
But, you know, I think this has been a pretty stressful event, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's difficult to tell, isn't it?
Yeah, my feeling is that I don't know.
Mm.
But I think that one thing is for sure that we'll come back next time and you won't even know that we've done this.
No, they'll be calm again.
Yeah, and they're already working out. Some of them might even go into that hive. Jane, our first spring mission. What do you think?
Oh, it's good. I loved it. Loved it. And it was so, I don't know, just very sort of hypnotic having this sound all around. And I didn't feel, I suppose because I've got the suit on, I didn't feel under threat.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel like I was going to be stung. The bees weren't banging against my hood and or banging off my head. They were obviously around me. But yeah, it was a very lovely experience.
Yeah, I noticed. I think the bees obviously were a bit cheesed off, but I didn't feel like I was getting totally attacked.
No, I didn't feel attacked at all.
Yeah, I did feel one trying to sting my finger on my glove, but really? That was all. Yeah, but it didn't.
How do you feel that?
It was like vibrating on my finger, so I knew it was trying to sting me.
Oh, right, but, okay.
But that was the only sting feeling that I had. Mm. And, you know, it's just nice to give them a bigger home.
Yeah, of course,
but
exactly.
Of course, you know, any interference for me, I do feel a bit bad because, you know, but we do need to give them.
Well, they've got their bigger home now, and that's brilliant. I do want to ask, because I'm slightly confused about the queen.
Yeah.
When you say about these eggs, that she had the eggs from last year inside her.
Yeah.
I thought that when the spring came, she sort of went. I didn't think that she had any eggs in her over the winter. I thought she laid all her eggs at the winter time, and then the spring came, and then she went out on her virgin flight and got impregnated again, and then came back and laid for the spring. So,
well, hold on a minute. Well, bloody hell, that's nonsense. A virgin flight again? She can't be a virgin then a virgin again.
Well, so she has. What? Well,
right. Oh, flipping it, Jane. Weren't you listening last year?
A little bit.
Right. So, the Queen is born.
Yes.
She goes on a virgin flight.
Yes.
She mates with up to 20 drones or more.
Yes.
To fill her body with sperm that fertilise her eggs. And then she lays eggs.
And she has about 2,000 inside her.
No, she's thousands and thousands. Because remember, this even at this time of year, she must be laying. Well, she's got to be laying, you know, probably 1,000 eggs a day.
Right.
Because she's really building up the numbers for the summer.
Right.
So she can last. She's got enough eggs in her to last for a few years.
So she's laying all the time from this one virgin flight.
Yes. And she might have gone on a couple of flights if there weren't enough drones, but on the whole, yeah, she just goes up to the sky and mates once.
So she's in there and she's got her eggs in her.
Yeah.
And she's still laying.
Yeah.
So now, when is she replaced?
Right, I did notice there was a couple of little queen cups in the middle of
yes,
the cell.
Yes, I saw that, I saw
but
those.
They didn't have any eggs in, so right. Maybe they were just preparing them. Mm. In case they're not happy with how many eggs she's laying. Is she laying enough eggs?
So she might. So, like you say, she might last for 2 years.
Yeah, but or 3 years or four. But they
so
might.
So it's just laying and laying and
yeah.
Laying. Just after her one virgin flight.
That's right.
She's laying and laying for 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
The only time she leaves the hive after that is to swarm. But, you know, hopefully they won't swarm this year. But they might. But I think I'm going to have to put another box on top of here pretty soonish.
Mm.
I'm going to have to get a super honey box. I think these bees are going to make a hell of a lot of honey this year. So remember, we're not going to take a lot off, but I think our Queen Bees podcast team will all definitely have a few jars of honey.
Oh, yes.
Yay!
But so why aren't you going to take much honey off this year?
Because I want to just make sure the bees aren't going to be stressed. I think other summers I've taken the spring honey off, and then if the weather's been bad, I've given them some syrup. Just to see them through to the next lot of nectar flow. And I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm just leaving the honey on for them. I'm going to ask them how many frames we can take off. And I'm just going to make sure that they're always, always got enough honey for themselves. I'm not going to go mad selling my honey. I'm just going to take it easy.
Yeah, give a bit more of a natural beekeeper.
Yeah, give my friends, give us lot a few jars each and do some honey tasting. But just make sure. I thought that was a drone then.
So that's nice. That's nice that you're doing that. And so you'd take some off, well, you say the spring harvest, and then you'd do some on the summer harvest.
Yeah, so the spring harvest is going to be, you know, stuff that they're going to get now in this freak weather, like nice cherry blossom.
Mm-hmm.
My friend said they were all over his rosemary bush the other day. And they've obviously collected no end of early crocus, and look how much nectar and honey was already in there.
Yes, I know,
it's just
amazing.
Astounding.
It really is astounding.
But the thing is, I know for a fact that they could have collected all that yesterday. Once they've got their workforce, they can fill a whole box up in a week if there's a good nectar flow.
Really?
Yeah. So I think they're all over the cherry blossom at the moment, and they're having a right old knees up.
Oh, they are, aren't they? They're having a smashing time.
No social distancing, though, is there? But I do feel it's just so nice to be back here, and when you're here, you don't think about anything else, do you?
Oh, it's glorious. Absolutely lovely.
But, I haven't thought about acting, have you?
No, I've not thought about anything, apart from the bees and just being here. Well, thank you for letting me come to the hive today, Esther. And I'm sorry that I've been a bit of a numbskull with some of my questions. But it is a year ago, just under a year, where we talked all this through. I am representative of the numbskull listener. And sometimes it's good to have a numbskull interviewer because sometimes people aren't as quick as you, Esther.
I'm actually so soporific.
Yeah, I am.
Sleep for you.
Yes.
It's so nice.
I know, exactly. I could lie down.
Oh, let's just go to sleep under the hive.
Oh, yeah.
Night.
We should have some little beds like they have in nursery.
Night.
Put the girls down now for their sleep. Thank you so much for having me at the hive. What? Hang on. Thank you so much for having me at the hive, Esther. Wake up, Esther.
Oh, okay.
Thank you so much for having me today. It's been just...
Jane!
Night, Jane!
And I'll call you up whenever I'm feeling down.
Queen Bees is written and created by Esther Coles and Jane Horrocks. It is produced by Claire Broughton, Andy Goddard and John Wakefield, and partly recorded at the Hives on my allotment near Crouch End in London. Our title music is Sweet Nothing by Amy Mae Ellis and Will Cookson. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Queen Bees Pod for pictures and videos from the Hive. Queen Bees is a Hattrick podcast.